What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Odyssey Experience. My name is Jason Sketch, and I am the DM for Tale of the Fates. With me tonight, we have three other amazing players. To my right is Lazy Man, who is playing a Haragon rogue known as Jean Lafayette. To his left is Stolen Soul, who is playing Crew, the warlock Tortle, who is also known to the rest of the team as Bull. Next to him is our buddy Meerkat, who is playing Lucas, the human cleric who fancies himself to be a cook. This pirate crew travels the deep blue ocean in the world of Strakabim. Recently, Captain Nadar, their captain, has decided to change course away from Linguina and heading towards another island to get a treasure map off that island. As they begin to venture toward this island, they encounter this navy out in the open sea. Deciding not to even bother getting embarked or even talking to the Navy commanders on the other boat, they find a fancy cave, sea cave, to sneak themselves into. They begin to travel down this cave and eventually find themselves entering a large open cavern filled with dead bones and a large egg on an island in the middle of the room. This is what we pick up. As you entered the cavern, the crystalline lined walls light up with your torches. And in the middle of the room is a large rock formation with a very large egg nesting on top. Lucas had pointed this egg out and claimed, "I want that egg." And as he moved that torch forward, you see a slithering motion heading towards your boat. The string sways a little bit as the waves from the slithering motion kind of pushes it back and forth. You look closer at the slithering motion and the water, and you see some red fins sticking up from a back, almost like a shark. It spins around quickly, and you see a large tail swing towards your boat. Large red fin getting ready to hit the front of the boat. Your captain screams, "Oh shit!" and puts his hands down, slams them down on the boat itself, on the deck. And a large purple bubble suddenly appears on the right side of the boat, protecting the blast of the tail slamming against the boat. It kind of pushes your boat to the left a little bit and moves you more into this room on the left side of the room. You watch as the serpentine motion goes and it seems to disappear behind the rock, and a large head pops up from the backside. Roll me a history check, everybody. While you're rolling these checks, you see a large snake-like head with a splintered tongue, like a snake tongue, sticking out. Fins coming from the top of the head all the way down its spine. Large red spiky fins. And coming out of the side of its mouth are two more fins that are more like red in nature, but very similar to Nemo's dad from Finding Nemo. What'd you guys roll?
I got a 16 on the history check.
11 for Crew.
9.
Lucas, you've lived all your life on land. You have no idea what this is. It looks like a giant snake to you. Crew, you've heard stories of a large snake that lives in the water, but nothing firm. You know, just stories around your town. Jean, you've encountered these creatures before, and you did not stay for very long. This is a sea serpent, and it's getting ready to blast one of its rhyme breaths. What do you guys do?
I will shout out, "Everybody down," and I will take cover behind the mast.
All right.
Crew is going to just drop straight down into the ground and withdraw into his shell.
Okay.
Which gives me +4 to my AC.
Okay.
Nice.
Awesome.
Am I... I'm at the very front of the ship. Is it, like, right in front of me? in the water.
Yes, and so again, you've kind of angled, but the ship's nose is still pointing towards that middle island with the large egg on it, and its head is over that egg right now.
Okay. I'll take cover behind the I guess there's a lip on the edge of the ship. I'll take cover behind that.
Yes, yeah. You can dip down and take cover. The water begins to bubble up in its mouth, and it fires a 30-foot cone. The captain, who's driving the boat, uses his reaction. Natural 20, is able to move the boat out of the cone's range. You see it slam and close the doorway behind you, rocks just pouring down and closing that doorway, the only entrance that you saw into this room. Roll for initiative.
All right.
Let's do it.
Oh, great.
This isn't going to go well.
What? Why not? I got to roll for the bad guy, too, right? It can just be a creature.
So the bad guy doesn't have to go.
Yeah. We get a surprise attack on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't realize that we're hostile.
No, it's not attacking you at all. 25 to 20. Oh my gosh. 20 to 15?
15.
Okay. 15 to 10? Don't you have hair trigger?
Yep.
My gosh. 10 to 5.
7.
My gosh.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, no. All right. So 5 to 1. One zero. To negative 5? Oh, my God. How did you get a 0?
Because I have a negative 2 initiative, and I rolled a 2.
Okay.
Oh, that is awesome.
Crew's going to be fast.
Crew's living his best life in his shell right now.
That's right. Crew, if you do me a small favor, roll a dexterity check with disadvantage. I feel like the other two are able to kind of hold on when the boat moves, but I want to see if Crew and his shell is not sliding around that deck or not.
A 4. With my shell, though, I do get advantage on strength and cons, just FYI.
Strength and cons. Okay. Okay, good to know. Lucas, you're at the front of the boat there, and your captain shifts the boat quickly. You're able to grab onto the edge, but you're watching this shell sliding behind you, and it looks like it's about to go over the edge. Do you do anything before the initiative starts?
I guess I need to try and save him from going over the edge. I'm going to jump up, run over to him, grab hold, dig in my feet to the base of the floor of the ship, and hold on.
Okay, roll me a strength check. Are you going to help him at all, Crew, or are you just going
to... Well, it takes an action for me to come out of my shell, so...
Okay. Sounds good, yeah. Roll a strength check.
Come on! 4. 15.
15, yes. You were able to hold on. It's a stretch, but you're able to hold him there. You can't necessarily stop him from going over the edge. But his in other words, his shell is hanging over the edge, and you're holding on, but your feet are bracing him from going over. You've got your hands on his shell, feet against the wall there, and you're just holding him from falling into the water.
I try and pull him back. Oh.
We're diving into initiative now.
Okay.
And lucky you are top of the order. So, what do you do?
You think it would be an action for me to pull him back? I'll try and do that.
Okay, make a strength check.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, you get his shell back on there, no problem. You're sweating, but you're able to get him on there. There's a little, you know, flower on your shell now, Crew, from Lucas's apron, but you are back on the boat. The sea serpent's turn. It's going to get its head back in the water and vanish and disappear into the water. It looks like it's getting ready to circle back around that same route it took to get to your boat last time. It doesn't quite reach your boat just yet. Nadar, it's the captain's turn. So Captain Nadar is going to yell out, "Jean, take the wheel!" You watch as he throws his coat off and some wings sprout out from behind him. And he takes off flying towards the sea serpent. These are large purple wings, but they look crystalline in nature. There's a small vein, like you kind of see like on bat wings, coming off of him that attach each crystal to the back of his body. In his hand, he has a longsword that is an amethyst crystal color. And he kind of turns back and grins, and he says,
"Found this baby in the terrarium."
And he flies off towards the sea serpent.
Remind me, Nadar is a dragonborn, correct?
Yes, he is an amethyst dragonborn.
Very nice, very nice.
You do also notice, roll me a perception check, John.
Okay. Bad. It's going to be less than 10. 7.
7. There's a glint of something shiny on his back that's not a part of his wings, but you don't quite notice.
Okay.
Can't quite tell in this lighting with the torches kind of flying everywhere while
your
teammate is grabbing and pulling. All right, John, it is your turn, though. What are you doing?
Okay, I will run up from my position up to the helm to grab the wheel. And I'll pull out my flintlock and get it ready. In case the thing pops its head up, I'll try and take a shot if it's within range.
All right, are you going to ready in action then?
Yes, and if I can, I'll try and steer us closer to the egg.
Okay. Yes, you're able to move closer to the egg. You're able to kind of start turning the boat that direction.
Okay.
I'll let that be a bonus action, so you can't quite get it to move.
Okay.
Well, you know, like it's normal speed,
yeah.
Especially with no wind and everything else, but you can definitely start turning that direction.
All right.
Crew! You just got pulled onto the boat. You are in your shell. There's some human hands sticking into your shell, potentially. And you smell some flour.
Kind of taking a little sniff, I'm going to use an action to pop out of my shell. Thanks for saving me. And crew is going to run to the front of the ship. How far are we from the serpent?
The serpent, you're about 60 feet away from the serpent.
Okay.
It's taking a long way to get to you guys.
So as my bonus action, I'm going to cast Hex on him. So
okay,
I'm just going to kind of give him this kind of side stare and throw my hand out towards him, and just a little pop of light flashes from my hand, and then all of a sudden flashes around the serpent.
Okay, yeah. Does it begin to glow any special color?
So it's kind of a purple glow around the serpent.
Purple. Awesome. And do you cast this from your hands, or does it shoot out of your ring? How does this cast?
So it shoots out of my hand. The ring right now is not visible.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. You hexed it, and that's your action and bonus action?
Yep, that's my turn.
Okay. Lucas, it's top of the round. Back to you.
Am I within 30 feet of the captain?
Yes, you are within 30 feet of the captain. The captain jumped off the boat, so you can... Yes, you are within 30 feet of the captain.
Okay. I take out a bag from one of my pouches and open it up and... pull out a handful of popcorn, and I'm going to throw it in the direction of Bol, the captain, and John, and I'm going to cast Bless as they catch this popcorn in their faces.
Awesome. So that gives them a d4 to add to their...
Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw, target can roll a d4 and add it to that number.
Neat.
Beautiful. Yeah, you guys see some popcorn flying out of some pouches. You're kind of covered in popcorn rain. Is it buttered popcorn or just regular popcorn?
Kittle. It's slightly sweet.
Nice.
Slightly sweet, a little sticky.
Beautiful.
But, you feel blessed that you've been showered with popcorn from the mighty
Who did
Lucas.
You say it was, Jean and the captain?
Oh, and okay. you. I can go up to all three okay. people.
Cool. Yeah, Jean, captain, okay. and Bull.
Yes.
And I'm going to run up to the mast and kind of stay close to that, but keep myself between it and the serpent.
Perfect. So kind of getting your back against the mast.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Now the sea serpent pops its head up out of the water. And it's getting ready to make a bite attack against the captain.
Can I make my shot?
Awesome. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty good. 23.
23 does hit.
Sweet.
And you also should be able to get your sneak attack damage with this as well.
Okay, nice.
Because your captain is within 5 feet of the serpent.
Okay. That's a lot better then. 18 damage.
18 points of damage. Wow. Awesome. Perfect. Yeah. What does this flintlock shot look like? Describe it to
me. There's a big blast of smoke that comes off the end. And if you were to watch the bullet, I mean, like, 10, 15 shots in a row, they all go in completely random directions and hardly ever hit what they're shooting at, so it's kind of a miracle this one did. and it's basically just a wing and a prayer. Don't ever really aim. Just kind of point in the general direction and hope for the best. Fingers crossed, eyes closed.
Alright. The bullet spins and flies through the air and gets right in the gullet of that serpent, and it kind of coughs a little bit, causing him to have a disadvantage on his bite attack here. Which causes him to miss.
Sweet.
Captain smiles and kind of gives you a thumbs up in his draconic form before grabbing his sword again. The dragon swings its tail to try to hit the captain in the back. And in doing so, let's see, it hits. Unfortunately, that does hit the captain, but the captain's able to use his reaction. And you watch as you're looking closer, a blue glow come from his back. As it slams against it, the monster also takes 2d6 thunder damage. And it kind of winces in pain a little bit, but you hear a large boom kind of come from the back of the captain as well. And the captain's also going to take damage from that attack because he got hit. And he makes a strength check. It slams against him hard enough that it, even though that thunder damage came off, it still looks like it's potentially going to push him. He's flying through the air, but he makes a strength check and he does not move. Captain laughs, seems pretty excited about the situation. It is now his turn. He uses his longsword, and he's going to attack, or greatsword, excuse me, and he's going to attack the dragon twice. He's got extra attack. So we'll swing that sword twice and see if we hit this large sea serpent. Misses with a natural one, just swings wide, completely missing the one large wild swing. He's kind of stumbling a little bit from that attack from the tail, so his sword swings wide and misses, but he swings again, super excited to hit this time.
That's what happens when lightning goes off like 2 feet from your face.
Pretty much. He swings and he does hit this time, doing about 20 points of damage to these. You see him get frustrated. He gets his sword back up, raises it high, and swings, cutting off a portion of that fin from the sea serpent's head. The sea serpent screams in anger and frustration. You see a flash of energy that you might recognize, Lucas, come off that sword when he collides it with the fin of that sea serpent.
Hmm.
Okay. It is now... John, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Okay, so I'm going to repack the flintlock real quick and fire off another shot.
Okay.
Oh, this one's going to miss horribly. It's an 8 to hit.
That does not hit, no.
Okay. And so how close are we to this egg?
You're about 40 feet from the island that the egg is on.
Okay. All right. I'll shout down to Lucas and say, get ready to get overboard and get that thing. We got to get it and get out of here fast.
Where can we go?
We'll worry about that later. One thing at a time.
Okay.
So now we know that keelboats can move 25 feet in 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, you are able to move that boat up to the island. No problem. You're able to kind of dock it against that little island there efficiently enough. Do you have proficiency in water vehicles?
I believe I do. Water vehicles, yes, I do.
So yeah, you're able to park it up to that little mini island, no problem, right next to the egg. Egg is a good 30 feet into the middle of that island there, though.
Are you sure about this?
Not yet, but I think it's a chance we ought to take. If all the captain is going to get us is legends and myths, we might as well steal a sea serpent and sell it for something.
Okay.
Right, crew.
So, as we hit against the island, crew is going to jump up on top of the railing and look down at the serpent and say, "I'm tired of this vile creature." And he is going to cast Eldritch Blast at him. So a ball of purple energy just kind of forms up in his hand, and he kamehameha towards it, the serpent, and as the globule flies towards him, it actually extends out and almost looks like an arrow shooting towards the serpent.
Very cool. Roll your attack.
Crap. That would be a 7 to hit.
That does not hit. It wicks between Nadar and the... It flies between Nadar and the sea serpent. Kind of looks at you like, I'll work on your aim, son!
Sorry. I'm going to jump down from the railing.
Right. Perfect. Lucas. You are now docked on the island. There's that large egg that you said only moments ago that you wanted. To your... far right is your captain battling with the large sea serpent, and you just watched as your large turtle man with great agility jumped onto the side of your boat, the railing of your boat, and fired off an arrow-like blast from his hands, only to miss. What do you choose to do?
Is there a ladder to climb down the side of the boat? I assume it's too high for me to just jump off.
Yeah, there's a rope ladder that you can kind of toss off the nose of the boat there if you want to.
All right, I'll toss the rope ladder over and climb down. My movement is 30 feet.
All right, yeah, it's about 15 feet down, so that's about half your movement to get down that ladder.
All right, and I will... you said it was another 30 feet to the egg?
Yes.
All right, I guess I'll make my way halfway between me and the boat and the egg.
Okay, perfect. So you start running towards that egg. Roll me perception check.
4.
4. There's a large egg out in front of you out there.
Okay.
Now the sea serpent turns its head, sees that the ship has docked on its island. So decides to ignore the flying creature in front of it and start moving towards your boat. It is going, with that in mind, Captain Nadar says, "Oh, no, you don't!" And he swings his long, great sword at the sea serpent. He misses, unfortunately. And that sea serpent heads towards the boat. It's going to make a constrict attack against the boat to try to wrap the boat up in its large gargantuan body, and is unable to do so. It just kind of limps on top of the boat and slowly slides off, not grabbing as tight as we thought he would be doing. It was an epic grab he was going for, and had bad gas or something that prevented him from being able to grab onto that boat very well.
It happens to the best of us.
Nadar turns and he kind of says, "You're not getting away from me." And he flies over towards that sea serpent and swings his sword twice. First attack misses.
He's got additional d4 as well.
Oh, he does, doesn't he? Thank you for that. Actually, yeah, he's going to roll that d4 for that first attack. Thank you. That does let him hit.
Nice.
For 13 points of damage. He rolls his second attack, and that one misses, and unfortunately he has no bless, but does do damage to the creature, and it screams in pain.
The bless is a continuous. It's not a use once.
Oh, really? I thought it was a one-time use, like a bardic inspiration.
It says whenever a target makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends. So unless I lose concentration or 10 rounds are over.
Okay. So that's awesome then. Fortunately, he rolled a 2, so that did not help. But it was worth the try. So that's good to know, though. And a very powerful spell. All right. So that is the end of the captain's turn. John?
Is the sea serpent within melee range if I stay on the ship? Like, is it? Is,
yes.
Is it,
yeah. There? Its body is kind of limp on the ship right now. You thought it looks like he's trying to constrict it, but it just didn't constrict the way he.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. I will use my rabbit hop, which lets me jump 5 feet times my proficiency, which is 2. So I'm going to jump 10 feet and then run up the rest of the way and pull out my rapier and do a little stabby stabby at his midsection.
Okay. Go for it.
God, dog it.
Be better than your captain.
Nope, I didn't. I rolled a 7.
We are just hot in the dice tonight, guys. Yeah. Okay, a crew, you watch as the Haragon jumps off the platform and goes to swing his rapier, and it just kind of lightly taps against the body of the sea serpent in front of you.
Let me show you how it's done, and I'm going to pull out my hand axe and run towards the serpent's body that's grouped across the ship and take a slash at it.
Go for it.
Actually, maybe good. It's cocked. A dirty 20?
A dirty 20. Yeah, that hits.
It's a d6. 1, but he's also hexed, which gives me an extra. So he gets one point of bludgeoning, 2 points of necrotic. And then I'm going to use my Genie's Wrath, which gives me once per turn, I can add my proficiency bonus as damage, which is thunder damage. So it'd be an additional 2 damage of thunder.
Wow. So how much in total?
So five total.
5 total. Okay.
Nice.
And you used which weapon again?
My hand axe.
So you watch as the turtle comes up and he slides underneath the sea serpent. And just grazing the bottom of it, just scraping open its belly, and it screams in pain. And a large boom kind of just flaps the flap that he's cutting open a little bit as he slides past you with his shell. Imagine with a big grin on your face.
Yes. And then once I'm done with my slide, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to turn to Jean and be like, "See, that's how you do it."
My sword's more for stabbing, and it has scales, so it just. It's the tool, not the user.
Okay, Lucas.
I will walk up to the egg, and I'm going to, I guess, look around and make sure there's no, like, baby sea serpents there already waiting to eat me.
No, there's not, but there's a smaller egg next to that massively large egg. And keep in mind, this, when you're looking at this egg, now that you're standing in front of it, it is, like, about as big as you are. You're going to have to use all your strength to kind of pick up and carry it. But there's another egg next to it that you feel like you could probably put in your pack. But it's definitely, think of a Pokemon-sized egg, kind of like Togepi, right, that Misty carried around, about that size of an egg.
All right, I will pocket the smaller egg. Is that an action to do that?
I'll let you do like a bonus action for that.
All right, I'll bonus action do that, and then I'll use my action to try and pick up this giant egg.
Yeah, make a strength check for me.
It's my best. It's my best thing. Strength 7.
Yeah, you go to lift this egg up, and you kind of hear some gas come out from behind you. You're not sure, though, if a shard fell out with that as well or not. Unfortunately, you're not able to lift the egg, though.
No one's around. No one will know except me.
That's right. Okay. The sea serpent is going to try to bite at your mast, and it does. It bites and it latches on to your mast, does about 12 points of damage biting into your mast, starting to make it crack a little bit. It'll then try to reconstrict onto the boat, giving it a nice tight squeeze. It's able to do so, and it does. It's about 23 points of damage. No, sorry, excuse me. 46 points of damage to your boat. It is definitely cracking and screeching. You feel like if it takes any more damage, it's going to be difficult to get back on the water without your boat.
Awesome.
All right. Nadar is not having this, though. So he is going to land onto the boat, and he's going to just open his mouth real wide. And it seems like a bluish beam shoots out from his mouth. The creature's got to make a dexterity saving throw. And it fails. He's able to push it off with this blast, so it's no longer latching onto your boat. And it does 2d10 force damage, which would be great if it rolled higher. But it looks like it's good enough at least to push it with force off of your boat there.
Good, good.
And then the cool thing about the new Dragonborns in the books is it is now an attack action, not a full action to use your breath weapon.
Oh, that's nice.
So then he will fly towards the sea serpent again and use his great sword to swing and make another attack. And that does hit for 18 points of damage. This creature is starting to look bloodied and pissed off. Water's starting to come into the bottom of your boat, but it's not filling up just yet. But you can definitely tell that it's not in a good shape right now. John?
I'm going to shout down to Lucas, quit messing around and get that thing up here! And then I'm going to use my rapier and stick it into that hole that Blob made, whatever we're calling him.
Bowl?
Bowl, yeah. I'm going to stab the rapier up into the slice that Bull made with his hand axe.
Perfect. So you're reaching out over the boat and stabbing your rapier into that hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Make me an attack roll.
Okay. We're going to use the inspiration or the bless because it's going to be close. All right. 19 to hit.
19 does hit.
Okay.
And don't forget your sneak attack damage, because both crew and Dar are pretty close.
All right. Very nice. 13 damage.
Okay. It screams out in pain as your rapier is just shoved into its gut there. But it looks like you've effectively learned how to attack this creature from crew.
Yeah. I just needed a weak spot.
Okay, crew, go ahead.
We need to get rid of this damn thing, and I'm going to try and like shoot an Eldritch Blast up towards its head, hopefully maybe hitting it in an eye.
Okay, make an attack roll.
11.
11 to hit?
Yeah.
It does not hit. That Eldritch Blast just flies right by its head.
I just start shaking my hand. God dang it.
Nadar kind of turns and looks at you and goes, "Find your dominant eye!" Alright, Lucas?
I hear John shouting at me, so I try and instead of picking it up, try and roll it towards the boat?
Yeah, you can certainly try that.
Would it still be strength?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't matter then. 10.
Then, yeah, you give it one kind of big shoulder push, and it kind of oblong rolls 1, 2. So you're now about 10 feet closer to the boat than you were.
Can I use my bonus action to try and push again?
Yeah, go ahead.
5.
It's a nice, strong outer shell that you're getting to feel outside of this egg.
That's a nice boulder.
It's a nice boulder. The sea serpent... Let's roll a perception check. Sea serpent sees that its egg has moved, and it turns its head towards you, and it starts to swim in your direction. So that is going to be opportunity attack from all three of the team members that are standing next to him. Nadar misses. Crew or...
Crew rolled a 14 to hit. Or no, sorry. 17 to hit.
That hits.
And this was with my hand axe. So 4 to damage.
Okay.
On reactions, do they still take hex damage?
Yes.
So then an additional 5 necrotic. So 9 total.
Nice. Okay. It looks like that hurt it quite a bit, and it roars in frustration. John?
My turn.
Take an opportunity attack?
I did, and I missed very, very badly.
Okay. So yeah. So Crew shows you up again as the serpent slides by. He just swings his hand axe out and just scrapes the side of that creature. It screams in pain and kind of gives him a glare, but keeps going towards the human that is moving its egg.
See, I need to wait for Blob to I need for to wait for Blob to make a hole for me to poke into, so I'm just waiting my turn.
Well, Sea Serpent has moved out of y'all's area of attack, but it does go slide its body up the side of the island there, and it brings its head down to go for a bite attack against Lucas. Does a 19 hit?
It does.
He does 17 points of piercing damage to you.
Oh,
yikes.
And 9 points of cold damage.
I'm out.
Yikes.
Oof. And with that, y'all watch as Lucas falls face first on the ground.
Oh, hello there. I'm Lazy Man Gamer. I play the Herengon, Jean Lafayette. Or if you ask Jason, John Lafayette. You must be here for that middle bit, where I break the fourth wall, ripping you from our gripping tail, and asking you to support us in various ways. I know. You've heard these pleas everywhere you turn. So don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I've been told to say thank you for watching the show. But no, I won't say thank you for the simple task of allowing sound waves to grace your eardrums. It's quite literally the least that you could do. Instead, I encourage you to close your browser, app, or media listening device, and do literally anything else. You won't. You're too scared. You won't leave a comment. That's too hard. You won't share this epic pirate adventure with your friends and family. You don't have the guts. You're going to tell me that you meant to leave a review? As if. You could subscribe to Jason on Twitch, but I know you won't. That's JasenSketch on Twitch.tv. I won't debase myself and beg for support you have no interest in giving. It's just too much work for someone like you. So instead, I leave you with this. Enjoy the show. Ooh, we're just getting back to the good part. Let's listen in. Oh,
Hey, Jason, what's up? Yeah. No, I got it done. No, I decided to switch it up a little bit. I went with the reverse psychology trick I told you about. Oh. No. I know what you said. It's just... No, it's funny. They get it. I mean, you get it, right? Jason?
Sea Serpent then turns its head and kind of grins at the boat, and it slants its tail in the boat's direction. As it does that, though, your captain again does that moves his hand towards the boat, and a purple force field kind of opens up on the side of the boat again, and the tail misses, slamming against that force field. But you can see there's a lot of strain going on your captain. He kind of yells out, "I will grab Lucas! Turn the boat around!" And he flaps his wings, and he flies over towards Lucas lying on the ground there. He reaches down on his left side there, and there's a roll perception check for me, guys, if you're looking at him. Are you the one who got looking at him?
Yeah.
Roll perception checks.
It is 11.
What the heck? 4.
Okay.
Natural one, though.
Yeah. You're turning your eyes and your gaze towards the steering wheel of the boat. So you don't see this, but crew, you watch as he reaches down into what looks like a small pot on the right side that's almost like attached to his belt. He reaches his hand in and he pulls out a potion. He pops his potion open and he dumps it into the mouth of Lucas. Lucas, do me a favor and roll as if you were drinking a greater healing potion.
What is that?
I believe that is 3d4.
44 plus 4.
44 plus 4.
6. 6. Okay.
I was doing 16. 17.
17. Okay, Lucas, you have 17 health points back. Your eyes open up and you have a bottle in your mouth and your captain is just pouring into your mouth.
Do we need this egg, or can we go?
Let's go.
Okay. Right. John, what are you doing?
So I will start getting the ship pulled away from this island. And as I do so, I'll pull out the flintlock again and try and take another shot at the sea serpent.
Okay, make an attack roll.
Natural one.
No. You watch as he pulls out this flintlock and he's trying to turn the wheel at the same time, and one of the spokes coming off of the wheel just knocks the flintlock onto the ground, and then the flintlock rolls out and lands right in front of you. Crew, it is your turn. There's now a flintlock in front of you. A serpent that is seems pretty pissed off that the person he just killed, thought he killed, is now revived. And a tail that's kind of flailing right in front of you.
I'm going to run towards the front of the boat. Get that egg! And I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at the serpent. There we go. That's a 19 to hit.
That hits!
Hey!
Congratulations! Roll your damage.
Really? Really? It's a one.
roll your hex damage too.
Plus 6 necrotic, so 7 total.
7 points. Okay, your Eldritch Blast finally flies towards its eye and knocks out its left eye. It screams in pain as you watch the necrotic damage just boil that eyeball away. It is now turning its gaze towards you.
Beep.
It opens its mouth as if it's getting ready to fire another one of its blasts, but it just coughs, and a couple of drips of cold water fall onto the boat. That is its action for the turn. It tries to spin around and wrap its whole body around the outside of the boat to try to prevent it from really being able to go anywhere. Nadar helps Lucas back up, and he says, "All right, well, then let's go." And he grabs you? and promptly drops you on top of the egg accidentally as he starts flying back towards the boat. Does not roll a very good strength check in trying to carry you back towards the boat. He gets about halfway, realizes he doesn't have you, and he starts turning around to fly back to pick you up. John!
John will yell out, "Where is that blasted egg?" And I've lost track of the sea serpent at this point. Where is it within melee range? Somewhere on this boat?
You can see its fins at this point.
So not really.
What is kind of happening right now is you got your boat and mm-hmm. you're starting to turn your boat, and the sea serpent is now kind of like circling and making circles around the outside of the boat.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like a wolf pack doing a lamb.
All right. So yeah, I'll just spend my action continuing to get the boat dislodged and ready to move away as soon as Ndar and Lucas are back on board. But I'll also hold my action to make a stab if it comes within melee range.
Okay. You are noticing as well that there's kind of a pool of red starting to fill up below you as well.
All right.
Crew.
After the success of the last Eldred's blast, he's going to kind of laugh to himself, act like he's cocking his arm and going to shoot another one. The serpent.
All right, go for it.
My bless would have dropped as well since I passed out.
Okay.
So it's a dirty 20 to hit.
That hits.
Nice.
That's 5 points of force damage and 1 point of necrotic.
How do you want to do this?
Oh,
beautiful.
So, I'm going to go for the other eye, just basically blind him altogether. And then I guess as the blast hits his other eye, it actually ends up going through his skull and out the back, so we get a little bit of brain splatter up into the air. And then it just falls limp onto the island.
Perfect. It comes back up, getting ready to make one more attempt to make a blast attack at you, and you just fire that Eldritch Blast, and it goes right through its other eye. And like you said, brains go everywhere. They're all over Lucas and the egg, and it just crashes behind Lucas, causing a dust storm to fill up this crystalline room.
That's a lot of dust. And Crew is going to yell over, "Lucas, did you get the egg?"
No, I'm lying on top of it. Yes.
Adar's laughing. He's well played, boys. Well played. Come, Lucas, let's get this egg on board.
And Crew is going to climb down the ladder and head over to start helping with the egg.
Jean's gonna, we were taking on water at one point, so Jean's gonna go and start patching up anything that he can, stop water from flowing in, and if there's anything that needs to be like moved out of the way to be salvaged or whatever. Basically take care of all that stuff.
Roll me an intelligence, survival check. Let me do that. Roll me a survival check. And if you want to use your intelligence in that spot, you can. So
I'd rather use my intelligence.
Okay. Yeah. Use your intelligence. I'll take investigation or survival.
Okay. We'll do either investigation. Way. Nine.
Nine?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're able to start making some decent patches. You're no shipwright, but you're able to prevent the boat from falling apart. And from what you can tell, the boat's going to be able to sail for the foreseeable future.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Okay. You're able to get the egg onto the boat, no issue, no problem.
I want to inspect the egg. What does it look like? Does it look like a sea serpent's egg? Is it maybe something else?
It does. It looks like a sea serpent's egg. It's rather large. Like I said, it's about, you know, when you're looking at it, it's about 6 feet tall. It's oblong, but it's kind of clear with an orange and a blue coloration inside of it. Kind of looks like a serpentine in nature. The outside of the shell, it looks like it would be squishy, kind of like a fish egg might look. But when you touch it, it is hard as a rock, pushing against it. It's kind of as though it is clear. It does have like a grayish tint to it, but you can definitely see orange, kind of like blood vessel type things, kind of flowing through it as well.
This should fetch a pretty penny, don't you think? I think some rich guy would love a sea serpent as a pet.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I use, like, my intelligence or something of eggs that I have used in my cooking to try and determine if this would taste good or something?
Yeah, I mean, you have proficiency in cooking tools, right?
And yeah.
This is your whole background. Your background is in cooking, right?
Right.
I would say make an intelligence check and go ahead and add your proficiency modifier to it, because I imagine this is a kind of like a cooking check.
14.
Yeah, you can think of some pretty decent meals, and that you could hold this egg and use its meat for the four of you guys for probably the next month of eating.
I would say this will be some good eating if we want to cook it, but maybe we can try and get a price on it before I just crack it open.
I'd like some food. Will it last if we have to wait a couple weeks before we can sell it off?
Would I know if it would last?
I would say with that role, you would have an idea, and I'll let you decide as a player if you think it would or not.
I would say something that big would probably last 2 weeks. Outside of its area, wherever it came from.
That should be plenty of time. We're only a few days away from our destination.
Good, good.
Did crew happen to see Lucas get the smaller egg?
That's a good question. When you grabbed that egg, Lucas, would you have tried to have hid that, or?
No.
No? Okay, yeah, so make a perception check, crew, based on the nature of what was going on around you.
That would be a nat one.
You have no idea that he's grabbed this egg. Anybody else want to try for that perception check?
Nah.
So where are we going to store this egg is the biggest question. Drew tries to like try and roll it towards the storage area.
It does not fit through the door. The captain kind of looks back and forth and gets some rope and maybe tie it to the mast.
Crew turns around and starts rolling it towards the mast.
Okay. Perfect. You've got this large egg, and yeah, somebody make me a survival roll for tying it to the mast.
I guess I'll do that. I'm actually okay at survival. 9.
9. It might hold. It might hold.
As long as the ship doesn't move, neither will the egg.
That's right.
Looks good to me.
I dust my hands off, and that'll do. Turn around and walk away from it.
The captain turns the boat, and y'all start sailing out towards the sea again. And that'll conclude another episode of A Dicey Experience. Join us next time, listeners, as we continue the epic adventure, the pirate group known as the Fates.